Biden, my immigration policy will protect foreign families. By Neil Munro on September 17, 2020. The U.S. government will change its deportation policy to help keep foreign families together. Democratic candidate Joe Biden promised the Spanish-language Telemundo TV network. There are still thousands of people who are being separated from their families, Biden told Telemundo viewers September 15. There are going to be no deportations in the first 100 days of my presidency. Freeze deportations for the first 100 days and the only people who will be deported are people who committed a felony while here, in the United States. Biden repeatedly emphasized that his presidency would focus on the needs of foreign families, saying, I can only imagine what it's like to see someone in your family deported. I can only imagine it. To me, it's all about family, beginning, middle, and end. It's about family. It's not going to happen in my administration, simply not going to happen. We're going to abide by the law, we're going to abide by the law. We're not going to continue this relentless assault on their coming up across the border. They're going to invade us. These are all people, bad people. I mean, it's just terrible what's happening. The idea you can't even seek asylum on American soil? Can't even seek asylum in American soil? When did that happen? Trump. It's wrong. But a good immigration system would be good for American families, not just for migrants' families, countered Kevin Lin, founder of U.S. Tech Workers. When you have a husband and a wife, working to pay a mortgage and to keep their kids in a good school district, in a good immigration policy, it would get easier and easier to do that. But in the current state, what's happening is that one of the spouse's jobs is about to be outsourced and offshored to India. They're going to lose their home. Their kids will need to change school. And they will need to seriously downsize, downscale their lives, going from the middle class to lower middle class, with ever-decreasing opportunities available to them. Biden's comments were apparently anchored to his view of the United States primarily as a new home for foreign migrants, not as a home for Americans and their children. We're a nation of immigrants, Biden said. We built this country because of the courage it took for people to get up on a boat, leave everything they know for a better opportunity. Biden is pushing the nation of immigrants claim because he and other neoliberals believe in the free movement of people and capital for the sole purpose of maximizing profits, responded Lin, adding, they know nothing else. His family has not witnessed the carnage created by these policies, and they never will. They've been able to secure enough wealth from this system, the system that threw working men and women overboard 30 years ago. They have no idea what the average American goes through. They have no idea of the insecurity that the average Americans face when they look at the job market. Biden's 2020 plan includes several proposals to expand the inflow of foreign workers and consumers into the United States. He promises to let mayors import foreign workers for local jobs, let companies import more visa workers for college jobs, expand the inflow of chain migration migrants, suspend immigration enforcement against illegals, dramatically increase the inflow of poor refugees, and also provide more health care and other aid to arriving migrants. The huge inflow of migrants will lower Americans' wages, transfer more wages to investors, shift jobs from the interior states to the coasts, reduce investment in wealth-generating technology, and exacerbate the chaotic diversity that has damaged U.S. society and politics. In contrast, President Donald Trump says he is pushing a pro-American immigration policy.